and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. After a pause due to the pandemic, professional golf recently returned to the Palmetto State, and next week, competitive professional tennis will also return in an effort to not only support the players through the prize money, but also with fundraising for the frontline healthcare workers at the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Bob Moran is president of Charleston Tennis, the host organization for the Credit One Bank Invitational coming to Daniel Island June 23rd through 28th. Bob joins us now by phone from his office at Daniel Island. Bob, welcome back to the program.
Mike, thanks for having me.
So first of all, tell us a little bit more about your organization, Charleston Tennis.
Sure. Well, Charleston Tennis has always been the organization that manages our women's tennis event in April, the Volvo Car Open. We also have a day-to-day facility here with junior programs and day-to-day tennis, and we also manage our concert series that we run every summer. So it's not just a tennis organization, but it oversees everything we do on our property.
Walk us through how the pandemic has affected your operations there, and I guess we could start with the Volvo Car Open tennis tournament that for the first time ever had to be canceled.
Yeah, that was very unfortunate, Mike. We were about 40% of our way built out for the tournament itself with structures. And we really looked at all options, Mike, as we were getting closer. Was there an opportunity to play behind closed doors? What could we possibly do to still pull this off? But quite honestly, once travel restrictions went into place, players definitely got in airplanes and made their way home.
And I guess the other events that occur at the facility there have all been postponed or rescheduled. Do you have an idea of when some sort of level of normal activity might happen again at the facility?
People are playing tennis. We just started summer junior programs, and we put in a lot of things to make sure everyone is spacing themselves the right way and continually sending that message out on a day-to-day basis so everyone understands. Our concert season right now, a majority of those 10 shows that we had planned through the October timeframe have either looked to reschedule towards the end of the year or moving everything into 2021.
And now tell us about this tournament that is coming June 23rd. How did that come about?
I'm in constant contact with other tournaments, tournament directors, and organizations throughout the globe. I sit on the tournament council for the WTA. So we've had weekly calls talking about what we need to be doing. And then you talk to the players who really haven't been able to earn a paycheck for the last 3 months. So I talked with our ownership and decided that we needed to take a look at some opportunities out there. And was there a way to bring things back safely? And number one was, hey, let's talk to MUSC, our partner for many, many years, who was already working on a plan about how companies and businesses can come back to work safely. So they assigned a team to us to evaluate everything and have been working hand in hand with us to say, this is what it would be like to conduct an event like this in a safe environment for the players and our staff. So at that moment in time, we said, okay, we want to do three things. Number one, let's bring some normalcy back the best we can to show that there is a way we can come back from this pandemic and show live sport again. Number two was give some players a chance to earn a living and get back to competitive tennis. And number three, doing all this and in partnership with MUSC, let's give back to the local community that's been working so hard to keep us safe over the last couple of months. And that's the Medical University of South Carolina and their frontline healthcare workers. So we called the Tennis Channel, and they've been our partner for the last 5 years. And they hopped on board very quickly to say, hey, we want to be your partner on this. And now we have 6 days of live tennis.
And so this will be a television-only event supported through sponsorships.
Yeah, through sponsorships and any kind of television rights.
Well, Bob, share with us who some of the tennis stars are that will be playing in this tournament.
Sure, Mike. The Credit One Bank Invitational will have two teams, 8 versus 8, and they will be led by two captains who all of our tennis fans here in Charleston and the world know very well. Madison Keys, who was our Volvo Car Open champion last year, will be one captain. Bethany Maddox-Sands will be the other captain. Sophia Kennan, who just won the Australian Open this past year. Victoria Azarenka, who's a multiple Grand Slam champion, will be joining us. Sloane Stephens, who's a Grand Slam champion and past champion of ours here in Charleston, along with some local stars and Emma Navarro from Charleston and Shelby Rogers from Charleston.
Well, Bob, thank you so much for spending time with us. We are looking forward to watching the tournament.
Thank you, Mike.
Bob Moran is the president of Charleston Tennis, the host organization for the upcoming Credit One Bank Invitational Tennis Tournament coming to Daniel Island June 23rd through 28th. We will have a link to the event posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.